Do you like candy corn?
Yes.
Yeah, yes is the answer. Oh my God, that was the only question. And it says, sorry, you're a psychopath. The most redeeming part about Steve's character for me is when he does that baseball bat spin.
Yeah.
That thing is so wicked sweet. So gang, this week on Fandemonium, we are going to be talking about what we're currently into. I will be titling this episode Culture Shock Explosion. So, here we go. Ty, what's up, dude? What are you currently into?
I am currently into I was playing the Battlefield 1 beta. So
Battlefield 1 beta? What's the difference between that and all the other Battlefields?
The newest game is going to be set in World War 1.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was interesting, you know, all old school weapons, and they're trying to make it different because back then most of the farms were not fully automatic.
Yeah, fair. It was like muskets and stuff. Yeah.
Not muskets, but they're mostly bolt action, so it's a lot slower.
Okay,
But there's, you know, planes and tanks still.
Nice.
It was cool. It feels like a lot like the new Star Wars Battlefront game.
Oh yeah, which I've yet to play, but I hear it's so good.
I have it downloaded, so you should be able to access it.
Oh yeah, that's right. Cause our Xboxes, for some wild reason,
we linked our accounts.
Yeah.
And then I've been playing Fallout 4. I just started.
Dude,
that.
Me too.
I'm only playing it because you bought it.
Yeah.
I got it for free.
Oh, did you buy Overwatch?
No, it's free for the weekend.
I didn't even buy it or anything, but all of a sudden it just downloaded to my system.
Oh, weird. I did not download it.
No, I mean, I'm cool with it. I was like, what is this? Yeah, that sounds like a cool game, though. When's that supposed to be released, you know?
Yeah, Overwatch?
No, Battlefield.
November.
Okay, that's pretty good.
So, it's all right. And then I've been watching Doctor Strange and...
Ooh.
Or Mr. Strange and Doctor Noir or whatever.
Yeah, that's... I was going to watch that next. How is that? It's good.
Marley's already finished it. I've only seen 3 episodes.
Is it good, guys?
I expected. I mean, it's okay.
Okay.
It's not like the best show I've ever seen.
Oh, okay.
No.
Because I'm finally watching Penny Dreadful.
And it's amazing.
Which is. Okay, like, I didn't believe Tyler when Tyler said that it was, like, it makes Game of Thrones look like, you know, freaking Sesame Street, but it seriously does. Ty, when that one character, all of he's talking, all of a sudden that fist punched through him ripped him in two, I was like,
well,
it's super good, though. I don't know what's happening. I couldn't tell you. I have no idea what's happening, but I'm very intrigued.
It's very good.
Yeah. So Doctor Strange and Mr. Norrell, or it's Mr. Strange?
Yeah, that's it.
Something?
Doctor Strange and Mr. Norrell. That's it.
Okay.
I've only gotten 3 or 4 episodes into it. It's slow for me,
slow.
So I'm trying to watch it, and I'll be good for a couple minutes, and then it'll hit like a really slow session, and I'll fall asleep.
Yeah, fair, fair. That often happens.
I mean, I usually have a pretty good attention span for that kind of stuff, but it's, you know, I'm tired. Work makes me pretty tired all the time, so.
Is it, like, about magic and stuff? Like, I really don't... Okay.
It's a world in which, back in 18th century or 19th century, I guess 18th century England, where magic existed for real.
Banging.
But it hasn't been around for about 300 years, and they used to use it in warfare and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. So it's, like, practical magic.
It's practical magic, okay. Exactly. And there's a person that, you know, claims that he... is a magician, and there hasn't been a real one for 300 years or whatever. So.
Oh.
And that's Mr. Norrell, and he manages to somehow find Mr. Strange. And he is a natural magician, basically.
Oh.
So he can do things without having to use spells and stuff like that.
Whoa, okay. I'll give it a shot because it's on my queue.
It's
looks
cool.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fairies are evil, and
as per usual.
Yeah.
I never would trust a fairy if I ever met one in real
life. Big foreheads.
Oh.
Big foreheads.
Gross. That sounds cool though.
That five finger forehead though.
Oh God. Yeah. Right. That five head.
That five.
Yeah. Well, cool, Ty. I will check that out. That sounds really cool. Yeah. So basically, you've just been kind of all over the map as far as
yeah
what you've been watching and being
into. I rewatched
into
One Punch Man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Always good.
It's always good.
There's a huge legion of fans for One Punch Man. Like when I'm on Tumblr, like there's so. Like, everybody I follows also happens to be into One Punch Man. Like, everybody on that website is.
Well, it's so good. It's such an awesome satire.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. That's true. Well, sweet. Thanks, bud. So, Tyler has to leave us. He has to make the gym. He's got an appointment at the gym. So, it's just me and the old Smidge here.
Mm-hmm.
Smidgey, what you into currently, Presh?
Well... I've had a lot of downtime recently. So, mostly because I put my homework off.
Yeah.
But I've watched a lot. I think you'd probably make fun of me for how much I've watched.
Look who you're talking to, Marley.
I mean, I could list it off. There's like a million things.
Well, what have you seen that, what have you seen that you've been like, oh, I really like that, or that's super interesting, the audience should check it out?
Well, nothing new. I've only rewatched things, really.
So there's not a show that's maybe called Stranger Things?
Well, yeah, obviously. We already talked about that, but I've probably
watched
it like four times.
You haven't discussed it with the audience. So, why do you love Stranger Things so much?
I don't know. I just do.
Personally, I think it's so good because... there's something so nostalgic about it, even though I wasn't born in the 80s. I'm just a 90s baby. But it, like, reminds me so much of, like, watching E.T. and, like, Indiana Jones and all that stuff, you know?
It's kind of like the Goonies.
The Goonies.
And X-Files, like, if they had a baby.
X-Files. Yeah, it's spooky. And I think it's really well written, and the acting is like super solid on that show.
Mm-hmm. My favorite character is Dustin, for sure.
Dustin is Presh.
Yeah, I'm gonna be him for Halloween, and Jonathan. I'm gonna be two people.
God, you're gonna be both of them. That's awesome.
Yeah, one for one occasion, one for.
Oh my God, I love that. That's a great idea. I still think I'm gonna shave my head and just be 11.
Yeah, but you could just wear a wig. You know,
no, I think I would have to. I think I would have to commit fully.
No, I don't think that. No.
Do you think I have a weird head shape?
Yeah. God, I don't think it'll
damn
work
you.
Out.
You're a monster. I was gonna say something to you about your Stranger Things. Oh, I also love so much about the show. This is like such a small element of it, but I love whenever they scream things to each other.
Like when he yells at his mom, and then it gets really nice when he talks to Elle.
Yeah, he's like, I'll be there in a minute. And he's like, so what's up? Mm-hmm. I love that. Or Dustin's like, they got chocolate pudding. You know, like anytime they scream, I find that so relatable because we always used to do stuff like that in the house, you know, just like scream from one room to another. Uh-huh. That's like such a big... I guess what I'm saying is that they captured childhood really well.
Yeah, I agree.
For sure. Anything else you're into, Mark? Have you seen something and absolutely hated it?
Well, I haven't watched anything that I hated.
Okay.
I think I was a little disappointed. This is just my own personal opinion.
Tell me.
With Mr. Strange and Dr. Norrell.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I mean, like, it was okay. It's just I had to force myself to finish it. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, and there's only, like, 8 episodes.
Oh, man. It received such critical acclaim, though.
I know. I mean, it's good. It's good. It's just,
no, I'm just saying, like, that's so disappointing to me when stuff like that happens, mm-hmm. you know?
So, as you know, I started give it the benefit of the doubt, you know, because so many people love it.
Right.
And I'm on season 3. I just stopped watching it for a long time because, you know, it's just going to that drama. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fair.
I don't know. I just feel like someone's always sleeping with someone's friend, ex-girlfriend.
Jesus.
There's always drama.
Yeah.
I know they're in high school and, like, stuff like that happens. It's just a little excessive.
Yeah.
But what I do like about the show is the songs and the singing and the performances.
do you have a favorite?
I was trying to look through the episodes to find my favorite. I haven't got all of them yet, but
yeah,
I'll find it and let you know.
Yeah, please do. Maybe I'll make an exception and watch this one episode of Glee. You know what I mean? You know how I staunchly hate things and rail against them for a long time? Like Twilight, yeah. Glee has been one of those things. For no apparent reason, really, you know?
It probably because it just seemed a little forced and like they were trying too hard to find all these, you know, for the show.
For sure, yeah.
And they weren't necessarily outcasts, you know what I mean? Because they were all beautiful.
Yeah.
They all had great voices.
Yeah, they can all sing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like even the kid in the wheelchair, he's got a great voice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just like, that's why I like Stranger Things, because honestly, those kids are not attractive. I mean, 11's actually pretty, but yeah. With the exception, I mean, like, most of them are kind of strange looking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they all have, yeah.
They're like, those are like my real outcasts, like real people.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'll check out Gleamar. Just one episode though, that's all I'll ever watch.
You know what makes me mad about the show is everyone's so self-absorbed in the show.
Oh, God.
All selfish. Like, it's all me. And it's not all about them.
Yeah.
Like, they get pissy, and then the whole episode's about them and how pissy they are.
Jesus.
How no one appreciates them and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, my God. Get a life, you know?
Yeah, Marley's just rolling her eyes so hard. Cool. Anything else that you've been digging on?
Yeah, not really. I've rewatched a lot of movies and TV shows. Like, I rewatched Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, so sad.
I watched A Royal Night Out.
Yeah, I should see that.
There's a lot. I rewatched Stranger Things like 5 times.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot that I've watched.
Yeah.
Just in this past week.
Fair. Cool, Mar. Thanks for sharing, bro. So, for myself, I've been watching all kinds of stuff, but I recently, you know, like sometimes I'll rediscover how much I like a certain actor and then I'll go back and watch everything they ever did.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the last 2 weeks I watched A Fish Called Wanda again.
Yeah, and I can tell by your Tumblr.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, I love Kevin Kline. And so I went back and I watched every Kevin Kline, literally every single movie he ever made.
Is that why you asked me for French Kiss?
Yeah, because I wanted to rewatch that. Yeah, that's exactly why I asked you for French Kiss, because I was like, oh, I haven't seen that in like 10 years. I used to really like that movie. But yeah, I just love him as an actor. The one movie that I revisited that I haven't seen since I was a little kid is Wild Wild West.
Oh, I think it's on Netflix or HBO.
It was on HBO Go.
Yeah. Okay.
That movie disappoints me to no end.
Really?
Let me tell you why. Okay. There's the director of Men in Black. He had just done the first Men in Black.
Yes.
So he comes off of that, literally, a perfect movie, in my opinion. And then he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make an awesome steampunk Western. An awesome steampunk Western with Will Smith, Kevin Kline, Kenneth Branagh, and Selma Hayek. And it's like, how could he fail? You know what I mean?
Yeah, uh-huh.
But then I went back and watched the movie, and I was like, oh, God. Like, It's just such a letdown. It could be so good. You know what I mean?
Really? I just remember it being so good.
Yeah, as did I, and it's not. And I was like, I was literally like crying tears of disappointment because it like, oh God, like if it was rewritten and they redid it, I'm sure it would be awesome. But it's just whoever wrote it was on drugs or something. He, like, I feel like there wasn't a way to really F that up.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy did. So
yeah.
So I think that probably I'm gonna reboot Wild Wild West and make it properly.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do next.
Okay.
But yeah. So I watched that, and yeah, I've been watching Penny Dreadful, which I just started. Which there's no way in hell you could handle it, Mar.
I could barely handle Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I'm scared out of my wits.
There's no way in hell you could handle this.
Oh God.
It's so well done. Like, it's so well done, but it is, you would be just frightened out of your mind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You'd be scared out of your mind. But it's so well done and like so well acted. Which was a pleasure to discover. But basically, the premise is you're breathing super heavy into your phone. I'm keeping this in the episode.
No! Oh, dear God. I could hear it, and I was like, what the hell?
But basically, the premise is that, like, Frankenstein and Dracula and Dorian Gray all existed at like the same time, and basically this famous hunter's daughter, who's Mina from Dracula, she gets abducted by Dracula, and he enlists the help of this cowboy and this like medium to go and save her from Dracula.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it is so violent. Mm-hmm, a sequence I was talking about with Tyler is Frankenstein has just created his second. You think this is his Frankenstein monster that he's created.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the second episode, he's talking to the Frankenstein monster, and all of a sudden, a fist punches through the Frankenstein monster and rips him in two. And standing there covered in blood is his original Frankenstein. Who's like this Shakespeare loving, he lives in a theater. He's basically like the Phantom of the Opera.
How cute.
I know.
I love him already.
No, he's my favorite character. And everybody, I mean, he's crazy, you know. He was jealous because when he was created, Frankenstein abandoned him.
What?
Because he was screaming when he came back. You know what I mean? He was super scared and he was screaming. And so Dr. Frankenstein just ran and locked the door. Left him there, and then locked him in the attic. And so he started reading all this poetry and all this Shakespeare. And so he's very eloquent. But yeah, he's my favorite character. I love him, even though he does rip that other Frankenstein in half. You know, I just want him to be happy. You know.
Yeah.
You just asked me, is Billy Piper in this show?
Yeah, because I remember seeing a trailer for the show, and she was in like a vampire-y Wolverine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, she's totally in it. So she is one of the main characters, and she plays an Irish prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
And then through circumstances, she's killed. And
great.
No, listen to me. And Dr. Frankenstein brings her back to be his Frankenstein monster's wife.
Oh.
She's the bride of Frankenstein.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah.
Wait, the first Frankenstein or the second Frankenstein?
The one that I like, the original Frankenstein.
Okay, well, do they like each other?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
So it all works out.
All right.
Yeah, but it's really good. It's super dark. It's probably like one of the darkest shows I've ever watched. But I like it so far. So that's me. That's what I've been up to.
I don't think I could watch it.
No way in hell. I'll just tell you what happens, you know? So any other tidbits for the audience, Mar?
Nope.
Great. I think
so.
Cool. Yeah, that's it from our end. So guys, if you've liked what you're listening to, please subscribe to us on iTunes and leave a review. You can also visit our website at fandemonium.org or send us an email at officialfandemonium@gmail.com. We did not introduce ourselves during the beginning, which is my fault.
Oh, we didn't.
But we will do it as we're signing off. So I'm Mariah.
I'm Marley.
And I'm Tyler.
Oh, that was good.
Was it?
That does, yeah. It sounded like him.
And we'll see you next month, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.